Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. So, Andrew, we've just completed, I think this has been a spay and neuter clinic, the first one we've had in American Samoa for a while. I mean, the clinics out
the
in the village.
The last one we had was in 2019, and then I believe this is the third one that Dr. Brett Grover has volunteered for.
Okay. So tell me, what do you think the impact of this spay and neuter clinics will have in controlling the dog population?
Yes, this is an increment step in the right direction. As you know, for 2 years, our border had closed due to COVID, and the increase of the stray dogs have been out of control. So this is, like I said, this is a step in the right direction, and it brings awareness and people bringing in their stray dogs and also dogs to be vaccinated and also have health checks.
How many surgeries did you do in all?
I believe it's a little more than 200, 216 that we had covered from the Tuesday to Monday, and including the three different village, Whangatongo Pavilion and Whangaitua, the high school, and also here in Leone.
I understand that there were some students who were involved in the clinics. You know, we do have we don't have Samoan vets right now. So do you think that this will also help get students interested in this line of work?
Definitely. There have been curiosity and also interest from the high school students as well as elementary students. Some of the parents brought their sons and daughters who have been very interested and are also involved in looking after stray dogs along the road. They would take their kids with dog food and also feed them, but more importantly, they are very interested in learning more and even volunteer to come in and observe and also help with the clinics.
Now, I understand that there's also another workshop that's happening now. Can you tell us about that workshop?
Yeah, this workshop, for the first time, a 30-year animal control trainer from the United States is finally here for a whole week to provide training for those who handle canine at the Department of Public Safety as well as custom, and also with regards to understanding the law enforcement and treatment of dogs, and definitely with the animal control side. So it's very busy for the Department of Health and also partnership, and this is the whole vision of the governor in terms of transitioning the animal services clinic from agriculture to Department of Health. So it's a step in the right direction with regards to caring for our animals.
Now, you're as a former lawmaker, do you think any legislation is necessary in terms of nipping this dog population numbers, you know, and doing something to control the dog population in the territory? Because it is an issue with people who walk the streets and also for visitors.
Definitely. This is necessary with regards to our legislation and our laws in terms of enforcement, in terms of the cruelty, in terms of having a Veterinary Practice Act so that we can go forward in terms of animal and health and environment are all interrelated. So it is a must for us to improve and change our obsolete laws.
Okay. Anything else you want to add?
No, I just want to really provide the awareness to our community that animal and environment and people's health are all interconnected, and we should take time to learn more about caring for our animals. Thank you very much.
Okay. Hey, thank you so much.
Okay. Have a nice day.
Yeah.